purpose. Only those who cooperate with heaven know what true education is, when the word of God is laid aside for books that lead away from God, and that confuse the understanding regarding the principles of the kingdom of heaven, the education given is a perversion of the name. Unless the student has pure mental food, thoroughly winnowed from the so-called higher education, which is mingled with infidel sentiments, he cannot truly know God. Only those who cooperate with heaven in the plan of salvation can know what true education in its simplicity means. Christian education should both fill the mind and teach to share. It is not enough to fill the minds of the youth with lessons of deep importance, they must learn to impart what they have received. Whatever may be the position or possession of any individual who has a knowledge of the truth, the Word of God teaches him that all he has is held by him in trust. It is lent him to test his character. His worldly business, his talents, his means, his opportunities for service, are all to be accounted for to him to whom by creation and redemption he belongs. God bestows his gifts upon us that we may minister to others and thus become like him. He who strives to obtain knowledge in order that he may labor for the ignorant and perishing is acting his part in fulfilling God's great purpose for mankind. In unselfish service for the blessing of others, he is meeting the high ideal of Christian education. Ministers have shown their want of wisdom by introducing worldly elements into our schools. The object of God in bringing the college into existence has been lost sight of. Ministers of the gospel have so far shown their want of wisdom from above as to unite a worldly element with the college. They have joined with the enemies of God and the truth in providing entertainments for the students. In thus misleading the youth, they have done a work for Satan. That work, with all its results, they must meet again at the bar of God. Those who pursue such a course show that they cannot be trusted. After the evil work has been done, they may confess their error, but can they as easily gather up the influence they have exerted? Will the well done be spoken to those who have been false to their trust? These unfaithful men have not built upon the eternal rock. Their foundation will prove to be sliding sand. Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.